With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has ordered a reduction in the number of ICE agents deployed for immigration enforcement in Minneapolis after a number of high-profile violent interactions with anti-ICE demonstrators. Border Czar Tom Homan says the reduction made possible by better cooperation between federal and local law enforcement.
The integration, structuring, and resources we have implemented would help ensure accountability and that targeted enforcement operations have a focus on national security threats and public safety threats.
Homan's remarks from a morning news conference in Minneapolis today. On Capitol Hill, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he hopes implementing changes will help Republicans and Democrats come to terms about funding for the Department of Homeland Security.
Of the demands that were made, the requests that were made, many of those are already being implemented. You notice that that they're going to have the body cameras. We put $20 million additional dollars in this legislation that they're holding up right now to pay for more body cameras.
And yesterday, the House did pass, and the president signed, a $1 trillion funding bill that ended the partial government shutdown, with the exception of the Homeland Security funding, which is still up in the air.
By a narrow margin, House lawmakers approved appropriations bills to fund most of the government through the end of the fiscal year. The package included a temporary spending measure for Homeland Security funding that will allow Congress to negotiate changes to immigration enforcement operations. Democrats have demanded changes for ICE and Border Patrol agents following the unrest in Minneapolis. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Fulton County, Georgia has filed a federal court motion looking to retrieve documents from the 2020 election. The FBI seized those documents last week from a warehouse near Atlanta. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is up by 29 points. The NASDAQ struggling a bit. It's down 527. This is SRN News. A lot of parents are planning not to let their kids watch a Super Bowl halftime show this year.
1 million moms, a conservative advocacy group, is issuing a warning over the headliner, Bad Bunny. He's a Puerto Rican-born rap artist who will reportedly spend his time on the halftime stage, putting on a show that, quote, honors queer icons, generations of drag, resistance, and cultural rebellion. Bad Bunny, whose real name is Benito Ocasio, is reportedly also planning to appear on stage dressed as a woman. Super Bowl 60 takes place this Sunday. Michael Harrington reporting.
Florida will not be embracing marijuana. A proposed amendment to the state's constitution that would have allowed recreational marijuana use for adults failed to qualify for the 2026 ballot. A spokesman for Smart and Safe Florida, the group behind the marijuana amendment, had predicted they would have the nearly 900,000 signatures needed after all petitions were processed. This is SRN News. Investigators in Arizona believe the mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie was taken against her will from her home. Here's correspondent Julie Walker with more on the ongoing investigation.
Pima County Sheriff Chris Nano says Nancy Guthrie did not leave that home on her own, and they have processed it as a crime scene.
We look for things like that, blood, DNA, any kind of physical evidence, fingerprints, anything.
He adds,
so far that what we found from that lab is nothing that would tell us this is who did this.
He wouldn't answer questions about a kidnapping or ransom. Meanwhile, FBI Special Agent John Edwards says they're assisting.
The FBI is doing everything in our power to bring Nancy Guthrie home.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Washington Post is laying off one-third of its staff in the newsroom and other departments, a brutal blow at one of the journalism's most legendary brands. This is SRN News.